Our next guest is the host of Family Feud. Next week, he hopes to be hoisting, I don't know, whatever trophy they come up for this thing. It is the face-off, a TPC Toronto Team Dubas versus Team Duffy. The one, the only, Jerry D joins us on Overdrive. How are you, Jerry?
Good. Can I swear on this or not?
Yeah.
I'll leave that up to Mark.
Guys.
I would love to host for Brian Hayes tomorrow, so I'm going to say no.
7 second delay. How are you?
We're good. We're looking forward. Like I said before, if the golf is as good as the kind of the verbal attacks
the banter,
it's going to be quite the round. We're giving you a platform here, so have at it.
It's awesome. It won't be as good. I mean, I think O'Neill and I and Dubas might. I'm really worried about Duffy because Duffy's coming out really hard with the chirping, and he's got pretty good chirps, but he has no idea how nervous he's going to be because I know that difference, right? I've played tournaments. Dubas has got the nerves of you're managing this Toronto Maple Leafs franchise. O'Neill has played in the NHL and in front of thousands with all that pressure. What has Duffy done that has ever had pressure? He is going to be...
Trade center?
No, those other guys care. Dave, Bob, and he just passes the mic over. Your turn to speak, knowledgeable Bob. Your turn to speak, knowledgeable Dave. That's not nerves, man. So he is in big trouble, and he doesn't get it yet, and I love it. I saw a video of him swinging. He's got the little tendonitis. Man, you might want to really play that up now and get out of this and say, look, I got ulnar neuritis. I can't, because he's going to be a puddle of nerves, and I can't wait.
Wow.
Well, I will tell you, Jerry, that there's already been an injury-related potential call today made. There may have been some back and forth. Yeah, you might not like this, but there's been a little back and forth between Mr. Duffy and myself today. If he had an alternate in case something happened, and apparently a guy, there's a guy who shot 60 on the PGA Tour today from Dundas, Ontario. Yeah. Mackenzie Hughes' name has sort of been bantered. Apparently he's available Tuesday, so there's some discussion about it. But, you know, to the great facility you're playing, TPC Toronto to Osprey Valley.
Yeah.
Have you played the course enough to have a home course advantage? And I will mention that it's possible that James Duffy has been there every single day since this match was outlined.
Yeah, because no clubs, like I think it's a public course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, James goes every day.
Private courses don't take Duffy types. Guys with elbow things, like neck twitches when they swing, 4 6-hour rounds. So you got. But here's the thing: I played the North Course when I played in that event last year. Beautiful. I've not played the Hoot, which is what we're playing, and I'm at that 10 guys tell me how beautiful it is, and I've started to see pictures, and I can't wait because I have heard amazing things. And, you know, the TPC franchise is so strong. So I'm really excited. He can have that home course advantage. Once TVs are in his face, and I heard O'Neill's already sort of set that up too. Well, I'm a little bit nervous. Come on, man. Like, you played in front of more fans than any of us. So, but Duffy's in big trouble. He's nervous, trust me. These are nervous chirps that he's putting out on Twitter. It's going to be great.
He is the star of Team Dubas. Jerry D joins us on Overdrive, and a lot of people think that for your team to win, that you will have to take down Jeff O'Neill.
Yeah.
So how do you take down Jeff O'Neill? Is it physically in terms of the golf, or is it psychologically?
If I believed he was a real scratch golfer, I'd be concerned. But a lot of people throw the term scratch golfer around to guys that, you know, on the streets or in the pubs, and they don't know what they're talking about. I know what a scratch golfer is, and I don't think he's a scratch golfer. So I'm not, you know, I think he's a good golfer, and I'm not taking him lightly. But if he was a scratch, like a legit scratch, no, I don't think. I wouldn't be able to take him down. There's no way. So,
Jerry, who's the best hockey player that you've golfed with?
Tyler Bozak.
And how good is he?
What would he carry? Oh, three or a four?
Oh, now he's probably a one or two, but he was a when I played with him, he was probably a four. Then he got down to a plus two. But, you know, those NHL guys, they do bomb it if they're players. But the best hockey golfer would be Bozak. Yeah,
I have not played with Bozy, but I've played with Jeff a number of times. Jeff is the best hockey player. He'd be in the top three hockey players that I've played with. And I'd have Mike Camilleri in that group. You've played with
Camilleri. Camilleri, Corey, you know what? Camilleri right now is shooting, like, really good numbers. So, yeah. I played with Camilleri. Camilleri's up there, too. I can't see O'Neill being at Camilleri's level.
Wow, okay.
He is pretty close, I think, my friend.
We'll see.
He's pretty close.
I'll eat my words. If he's a real scratch, I'll believe it. But
and what's your style of chirping? What's your style of chirping? Go ahead. What's your style of chirping? Are you going hard at him? Are you softly chirping? Are you going hard?
There's a bit of history with now. He has had a couple chirps on Twitter over the years. Mm-hmm. His most recent one, which was a good chirp, I was showing a video of my kids golfing in the basement, and one of the first things I bought was a golf simulator 10 years ago, and he said, "Nice house, but you're not that funny." It was a great chirp. So I've just held on to that one.
Okay.
So he went on Twitter pretty hard with that. It was a great chirp. I loved it. But there's going to be a lot of chirps. So I know hockey players, you guys have good chirps. You're great. Comics, another level.
I would hope so.
But we'll see. Yeah, me too. Right? So we'll see how it goes. I mean, hey, I give a good credit when a chirp's good, I'll give it. But at the end of the day, you know, like I texted Duffy, I'm like, this is so fun. And he texted me and I said, yeah, it's so fun. And, you know, and I have a great relationship with both those guys and getting to know Kyle through this. And, you know, we're raising $60,000 for charities, and everybody gets that's the best part. But I think people are engaged in the fun chirps, and you know, we all know what a fun chirp is before, and hopefully it stays that way. You can't be sensitive. I'll tell you, we all pretty have to have thick skin for this to be happening, because if you got sensitive, it would start to get ugly.
Now, you also need to be a good teammate, and you have the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Kyle Dubas. Will you spend any of the round giving your advice on how to run an NHL team? Because I know you have ideas.
Yeah, it's funny, on that call I had with him, we were joking around. I'm like, this is awesome. I said, I can't wait. I got so many things to tell you, so much stuff I see. <You know? laughs> But Kyle's a great, you know, I don't know him well, but I really like what I see. He's having a great time with this. He's in a real high pressure situation, especially, you know, as Dave knows, in this city, what that would be like. And we all know it. And, he's putting a lot of time to this for his charity. And I think, you know, in Toronto, I think he's probably the most interesting of the four of us, really, because it's such a high profile position. His job is like, my job as a comedian, and those, you know, Jeff and James are, you can have fun on air. Kyle's got to be so careful of everything, right? Because he's always attacked, especially in the city. So I really admired how he's, you know, been dealing with this, having fun with it. But when we're on the golf course, it's, you know, it's golf. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm a Leaf fan. I'll probably be more talking about his golf game a little bit. Because on the golf course, he's going to have to listen to me. It's the only time in his life he might have to listen to stuff.
What do you know about his golf game? Of the four, he's the most unknown.
I've seen his swing because he sent me a video, and we all have the same person kind of involved in our lives and in our business that's kind of running this event, Jeff Dyson, who's great. And, you know, so we get videos, but he's got a good swing, grew up playing as a kid like, you know, Jeff did, and Jeff's a great player, and you know, and then you drift on other things. He drifted onto that, and probably the most high profile GM job in, you know, in sports, one of them anyway. So, you know, it's a pretty good looking swing. I've seen Duffy's, and I would take Dubas over Duffy all day.
But what about the gadgets?
And you know what? We might need all day by how long it takes him to hit the ball.
Yeah,
there's a bug. He said there was a bug on him. There was no bug. He's just backing away.
That's not good for O. He wants in and out in two hours.
Oh, yeah. And I know that, right? So I can get in O-Dog's kitchen so quickly because I know O-Dog's going to be pissed already at how slow he is. So I think it's going to turn into Dubas G and O-Dog against Duffy. That's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Jerry D joining us here on Overdrive. One of the many roles that you've had in your career is Jerry D Sports Reporter, which has returned on the NHLPA's social media platforms. What do we expect, and how have you evolved as a reporter? Are you a little more hard-hitting, a little 60 Minutes, or is it kind of the same material from 10 years ago?
No, you know what? We talked about it. I think the brand was kind of well-known, but it's hard doing a Zoom call to be that guy, and it's a little bit more 60 Minutes with a little bit of light Jerry D Sports Reporter, and kind of loose, but it was really, I thought, we thought the idea was great to kind of just have a looser conversation with the players for the fans that, wasn't quite as, hockey related or anything like that. So who's the most, it was kind of stuff I like to know, right? Pooley would know all this and we don't, right? It's like, who plays the music in the room? Who's the most superstitious? Who's the guy that's the loudest? What does this coach say before a game? None of us really as fans would really know. I always think it's like Rudy. Do they come in and have this big speech? And they all laugh. They're like, well, so-and-so did, but so-and-so didn't. And it's just kind of behind-the-scenes stuff. So, it's been fun. Now with the league getting ready, we've got a couple more lined up. And then I'm going to build this relationship with the NHLPA where I can go to the live events when that all happens down the road and get back into that character a bit and sort of bring it back. So it's been fun and... it's just the early stages, really.
Has anyone ever not reacted well to Jerry D, Sports Reporter?
Yeah.
Not kind of gotten the shtick and was like, get out of here, man.
The one I can remember the most, Keith Tkachuk was kind of a bit confused when I got him, and then he bought him. But the one that I never got to air was Chelios, because Chelios was playing in Atlanta at 46, I think. And he went to the minors. And I remember thinking, what are you doing? Right? So he was in the minors and he got called up. Chris Chelios. So I went in the room and I just treated it like it was his first call up.
Right.
You're 46. How exciting is this? Toronto Maple Leafs. You finally got your chance. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, well, you come from the minors. I don't know the farm team, whatever. I said, the team. I said, now here you are. Atlanta calls you up. Maybe family here. He's like, are you joking, man? Like, do you know what's going on? And then I could just tell I wasn't going to get anywhere with it. So then I just kind of bailed on it and kind of fizzled away, right? Because, I didn't have time. I never explained to people what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only one I can remember. Messier at the Hall of Fame. I think his agent or publicist kind of gave him a nod, like a thumbs up, like this guy's okay. Cause Mess, right? When Mess was at the Hall of Fame, he was there for someone else's induction. And I just said, Mark Messier, Jerry D Sports Reporter, why did you cry so much when you got inducted? That's exactly how I came into it. And the look on his face, I was actually the only time I was ever scared for half a second was when I did that. And then someone must've given him an okay. And then it went great. But, the Chelios was the only one where I'm like, God, I tried like three times. He didn't get it, and I moved on.
You might have Jerry D, Sports Reporter, tucked in your pocket here halfway through the round and just pull it out in the 10th tee if you need it. Throw the hat on, bring the microphone out. Whichever guy on the other side you're having trouble with, try it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be in that mode the whole round. I really think it's just 4 hours. I don't know. Do they know what it's like to play 4 hours with a comedian that's like that's just in his element, like chirping and his favorite sport? And don't get me wrong. There's a competition here at the end of the day, and I know I got to beat O'Neill, and that's going to be tough. But he's the favorite. Fair enough. But we'll see what happens for both of us. Like, cameras don't make it any easier. That's for sure.
No. Well, we're all looking forward to seeing what happens on Tuesday. Best of luck in the face-off. And also, congrats on all the success with Family Feud, and we're looking forward to another season of that. So we appreciate you coming on the show, and be easy on Duffy. I have to say that as a colleague.
Quick Dave Poulin story, I never forgot. Didn't know Dave was bringing my high school hockey team down to Notre Dame, and he just looked after us immensely. So I know I thanked Dave personally, but I wanted to get that out there. I always appreciated that. And he treated our kids like gold, and they never forgot that. So that's Dave Poulin right there.
He's a class act, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's great, Jerry. Yeah, awesome. It's have fun on Tuesday. It'll be great to watch.
Thanks for the support, guys. See ya.
Thank you. There, Jerry D. from Team Dubas up against Team Duthie on Tuesday at TPC Toronto.
See, he's going to be such a unique handful.
I know.
Both with his play and his chatter. His chatter is, I mean, that's just, it's just different.
And
O does like to play fast.
If he can wear on O, he can, you know, because Jerry's a really good player, but as I think he alluded to, O is, you know, is the best out of
the four.
He's different. He can maybe bring that gap down a little bit. If O by the end of the round says it's just exhausting playing with you, Jerry did his job. You know what I mean?
What if he says it's exhausting playing with you and he's talking to Duthie?
Well, that
what if O says that?
Yeah, we'll see about that.